John Cho is best known as an actor in films like Columbus, Star Trek, and of course, Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle. But now he's turned his creative talents to fiction. Cho has a debut novel. It's a book for middle grade readers, and it's called Troublemaker. It tells the story of Jordan, a 12-year-old Korean-American boy living in 1992 Los Angeles. His family owns a store in the Koreatown section of L.A., and Jordan becomes caught up in the violence the night following the acquittal of the police officers who were videotaped beating Rodney King. Again, John Cho's book is called Troublemaker, and he joins me now via Skype to talk about it. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much for having me.
You said in your afterword that Troublemaker was not the novel you intended to write, and so I'm curious about what novel you intended to write.
Well, it started out, I was going to write a mystery novel. I loved mysteries as a kid, and I thought maybe that was the book I was going to write. And it was the events of 2020 that caused me to change course. It was the murder of George Floyd and the pandemic and the anti-Asian violence that caused me to reflect on the 92 riots and wondered how it would have seemed to my children.
You know, the Rodney King riots and then the violence that spread into Koreatown in Los Angeles, that's tough stuff. Those are things that people still debate. What do they mean? What caused them? Why would one disadvantaged group, Black Americans, rise up and attack another disadvantaged group, which was Asian Americans? And there's events that you refer to in your book that help to explain them. But it occurred to me that for a debut novel writing for young adults, you didn't make it very easy on yourself. Like you chose some... You chose some really nuanced material. Did you ever at any point going, white mom, maybe I should write about dragons?
Yes, I did.
I bet.
I will say that I knew that it was going to be fraught, especially for a young adult audience. And it was why I asked my editor, I think I need to work with a co-writer, principally because I needed to talk through all these issues, how it would be presented to a young audience, and I needed a steady hand to work with. And so Sarah Suk is my co-writer, and we wanted to be honest and plain-spoken about all these events, but also I didn't want them to be in a consequence-free atmosphere, and I didn't want a kid to read the novel and feel unsafe. So it was a balance. I hope we got it right.
I mean, I think you did, but we'll have to let the listeners read the book for themselves. I did really enjoy the way that you played with that word troublemaker, because it's unclear who is the troublemaker. There's the main character, Jordan, who has done something wrong. That's how the book begins. He has hanging out with a guy, Mike, that his parents think is a bad influence. Then it's unclear as you go forward who the bad influence is. That idea of who makes trouble is a concept that you seem to really dig into and then draw parallels between what's happening in this kid's school and in his family life to what's happening in broader society. What was your intent for kids to take away from this?
Well, for kids, I was thinking at that age, those middle grade years, those early teen years, they're a period of identity formation and you're individuating yourself from your parents. And I found that age to be very confusing, and you try on a lot of identities. And I suppose if there was a lesson in the title for kids, it's that no label has to stick and no identity is set, and you can become whatever you desire to be. I suppose I was thinking about that also in the Asian American context and the larger racial context, which is you're not necessarily what people see. Specifically for Asian Americans, there's the model minority myth. And I think, Jordan is dealing with that and falling short of the expectations that society puts on him because of the way he looks. On a personal note, me and all my friends, when we were younger, we would, you know, curse at this hypothetical Peter Kim, who lived in Cerritos, who got a 1600 on his SAT, and our parents would all tell us about him, and we and we cursed this boy. And so, I guess it's just a kind of meditation on labels in general.
Well, if Peter Kim is listening, you were the boogeyman to so many of your friends.
He is now an oral surgeon in the Valley in the Los
Angeles. A real underachiever. There is the question also of Jordan's parents and the store that they have and the fact that they have already endured some failures as they've come to the United States and have so much wrapped up in the store. You have a kid about the right age for this book, right?
Yes, I have a 13-year-old boy and a 9-year-old girl.
And so I was kind of thinking this novel in some ways is sort of demonstrating to kids a more nuanced portrait of their parents.
Yes, I suppose it is. I hadn't thought about that even. But I suppose it is because it is, for me, it was, in retrospect, it was a study of my own family dynamics and a study of my own parents. And, you know, when you have a kid, you're reliving your own childhood and you're also reliving your parents' youth. And every interaction with your kids, you're being yourself in the present tense, you're being yourself in the past, and you're being your parents in their youth. So I think it's a reflection on all those experiences.
One of the things that you talk about in your book is what may have led up to all of the unrest of the riots. There was a Korean shopkeeper who shot and killed a very young 15-year-old black girl. The shopkeeper had thought the girl was stealing orange juice. It turns out the young girl had the money in her hand and was intending to pay for the juice. That's one of the things which led to anger and resentment against the Asian American community there. And I wonder, as you were writing this book and sort of working through the history, did you come up with any new ideas or understandings about the Rodney King riots and the history of Asian American immigrants, especially here?
I don't know whether through the writing I had any new conclusions. I did have a deeper level of feeling for all the events as a parent, and in particular with the Latasha Harlan's murder. You know, when I was young and saw that footage, I was shocked and horrified, especially at the way I felt it was very callously being played on the news thousands of times. And now, as an adult with children, I was even more horrified at the thought that a minor's death was being played on television. I think I also had a deeper level of empathy, if I can call it that, for the shopkeeper, because I guess I also thought about her life, at what kind of experiences led her to that moment. She was not well. Nobody that's well does something like that. And I guess I just felt that tragedy in a deeper way than ever before.
And I assume the whole purpose of writing a book is to make other people think or feel, right?
Yes. I know it was set, it is set, rather, inside of a very volatile political event or a civic event. But what we tried to focus on was painting a loving and accurate portrayal of a Korean-American family. And that, I think, is perhaps a small political act as well. But if
Wait, hold on just one second. I want to stick with that for a second. You said that you think that creating this portrait for a broader audience of a loving Korean-American family is a political act. Why do you say that?
Well, I suppose it's demanding in this time, you know, when you're seeing all this anti-Asian violence and being blamed as a race for a disease, that humanizing us is a reaction to a political push. So I do see even humanizing ourselves as making a political statement, sadly.
So what is your hope in bringing this to children?
I hope first and foremost that it's, I know this is a weird word, I just hope it's an enjoyable story, that it's a good yarn for them. After that, I would be really pleased if it prompted a question or two to the parents, or even a neighbor, maybe a Korean neighbor, and a discussion about maybe things that they're worried about in the present tense, but through the abstraction of a historical event, maybe they can access some of those feelings.
Did your kids read it before it went to the
publisher?
They did.
They did. Did you sense the relief in my? There's something in that exhale, but they did. They gave me a thumbs up and good job, Daddy.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, they did. I walked in on my daughter the other day reading it by herself for a second time, so that really pleased me.
Okay, so before I go, are you ever going to write the mystery novel that you originally intended?
I might. Yeah. I'm not sure what I want to write next now. I did really enjoy spending time with these kids, kids in general, in the context of this book. And I'd like to get back at it again, whether it's a mystery or something else.
John Cho's new book for young people is called Troublemaker, co-written by Sarah Sook. John Cho, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure.
We have an excerpt of Troublemaker at hereandnow.org.